In recent years, the traditional book market has seen gloomy growth, to say the least. But books by pop idols here in China are selling like hotcakes. Recently, the first book released by Wang Junkai, member of boy group TFBOYS, has ascended to the top of book sales rankings. Yeah, okay, there's one thing that caught my attention here, Huang Shen. You're the expert in this department. Is that Wang Junkai, so he's 18 now, I think?
19,
yeah. So a young guy.
Yeah.
And this book is released by him,
yeah,
but hardly penned by him, right?
Yes.
Like these days, you know, these pop idols, they usually commission books under their name, and it gets a lot of fans willing to pay for it. So let's look at this. Examples of idol books being, well, you
published?
Know, yeah, and really popular, apparently.
Yeah, so firstly, let's take a look at the sales of like Wang Junkai, which also known as Carrie Wong's books. So he released book as a celebration of his 19th birthday, which happened last month. So the book is called The Time Difference, and it quickly dominated the ranking of major online sales platforms, which sold over 128,000 copies by 9 a.m. on the release day. For fans, I think the name of their idols is enough to stir up their desire to purchase a book, and also regardless of the content, as He Yang mentioned before. So here I have another example, which is Lay. So for those who don't know this guy, his name is Zhang Yixing. He's from the Korean male group, which is called EXO. And he also received record-breaking pre-orders for his 2015 autobiography, which entitled Standing Firm at 24. It's ridiculous that a book sold 50 copies per second within the first 24 minutes that it was made available online. So maybe we can use this as an example. So why fans love to buy those we so-called idol books or books released by idols? Because taking Standing Firm at 24 as example, it's a compilation of the 24 important moments in Lay's life. And the autobiography is a photo book, actually, and includes Lay's personal memoirs of debuting in South Korea and his personal feelings and thoughts about working with EXO members. And what's more, the bonus or the gifts or the incentive that drives all the fans to buy this book is because besides the photo book, you can also get a poster and six random postcards. So in total, there was like 24 versions of the postcard out there. So the lucky ones can get the six they want. Maybe for those want the other six like poster, they need to buy another book.
That's right. Just buy all the books and you can get all the posters.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the thing, before Tony, you share your thoughts on this, I'd just like to say one more thing about Lay.
Yeah. EXO. Yeah.
That's a strange English name.
That reminds me of the crackers.
The chips, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Zhang Yixing, so this is a Chinese guy, and his experience is actually quite unique that I don't mind borrowing this book to read it. Borrowing is the key word here, is that he's a Chinese guy, but he became, he earned his stardom in South Korea, known for manufacturing idols, I suppose. So I am quite curious about his experience with Carrie Wong or Wang Junkai. Mm. All I know about him is that he pretty much grew up in the public eye here in China.
Yeah.
Like he was only like 10 or so when he became famous in this boy group, and then lots of Chinese fans just really enjoyed seeing those three little boys sing, dance, and as they grow up sort of thing. So quite interesting, but the part that I just can't really understand is that they're not known for their writing skills, obviously, or their ability to construct stories. So it's about their life story, autobiography, and only, you know, with Wang Junkai, he's only 19. I wonder how much he can share about his life.
I don't really think it matters. I think.
Oh, really?
And
them, you know, becoming so popular in the book market. So what are your thoughts here then, Tony?
I just feel like it just depends really on mainly the youth. Okay, to defend this a little bit, okay, when I was younger, I loved Michael Jordan. I thought Michael Jordan, I don't want to say he was like a god, but he was the god of basketball.
Yeah.
And I didn't miss a game. And I had all of his jerseys, like all the colors.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bit of, like, I idolized him. I put him above a lot of things. And when he released a book, and now he's a basketball player, he doesn't write, but when he released a 36-page book, I had to be the first one to buy it. And I spent like $50 on this 36-page book. And I loved it. And it was huge for me. And I just felt like when you're someone at this stature and you can just reach someone, as you know, especially youth, because they're very vulnerable at that age, between the ages of like 13 and 16, it's that identity confusion age where you're just really latching on to celebrities. And it doesn't really matter what you put out. They could just talk about an experience they had, and you will just eat it up because you love them that much. It's like an extended part of your family.
Oh, wow. Mm. The way you put it, Tony, is like these people, when they establish celebrity status, and also more importantly, capture the mind and soul of the fans, whatever they touch seems to turn into gold. Huang Shen,
yeah,
you're such an expert in all of this stuff that we talk about, and I know you like Wei Fan quite a bit.
Yeah, and also Chris Wu's he was from the same group as Zhang Yixing.
Oh.
They were both the members of EXO before.
Okay,
yeah.
So Chris and Lei in EXO.
Yeah.
Okay, and if Wei Fan publishes a book. I'm sure he has, right?
No, he hasn't.
Wei Fan, what are you doing? Huang Shen is waiting to get your book, right?
No, I think he's a really good idol. Or we can call he's a rapper or a singer, because he's really nice because he hasn't released any book yet.
Oh.
Because I kind of appreciate that. I'm a huge fan of Chris Wu, but I have to say, if he releases a book, I won't buy it.
Why? Mm.
Because I don't just want to buy a photo book like Lay's or Carrie Wong's. I think they're trying to sell their fame, not about the real content.
Mm.
For a book, I still prefer some solid, profound, and real literature books instead of just a collection of photos, postcards. That's too superficial for me.
Oh, well, it's good to know that you're a
I grow up
fan and with the soul,
yeah.
For sure. Yeah, but what do you think this means for the publishing industry? Because it seems like the publisher are sometimes even actively pursuing the so-called idols to come up with a book. And we do know for a fact that this is global, that the publishing industry is not seeing a lot of growth in sales in recent years. Mm. So what's your assessment on that?
Well, I feel that it's definitely something that they can capitalize on, which is really what a lot of companies are looking for. And since, you know, judging by the stats, I mean, 50 books per second, I believe that a lot of publishing books are going to be looking for idols to really generate a huge profit for them. So I definitely feel that this is something that's going to increase, and a lot more celebrities and idols, though they're not famed for their ability, I mean, they could definitely turn a lot of people into their products. So.
Yeah. Mm, and also, I think this case actually demonstrates a development of China's book industry. Because many, many years ago, maybe several decades ago, those publishers, they didn't think of, like, ask those celebrities to write a book. Because they believe who can write a book is in those academic circles or some cultural circles. They won't turn their eye to celebrities. But in mid-80s, there was a celebrity, an actress whose name is Liu Xiaoqing. She changed the situation because she released a book which name is My Way, and her fans tried to get a copy of the book, no matter the real version or the pirated copies, and they waited in line for hours just to try to get a copy of the book. Then from then on, and those publishers saw, oh, it's actually a very good profit-making mode, and it's hard to lose any money. The only problem is earn more or earn less. And also, afterwards, we saw a lot of really talented celebrities. They released books, such as the really famous director like Feng Xiaogang, or some famous host like Bai Yansong or Cui Yongyuan. They all released books. But the difference is, with today's idol book, they have content in it, because they are famous for writing. writing. We saw some reporters, some hosts, they have the journalism background. So it's easier for them to write books like the authors, the real authors. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, the idols, they just trying to increase the quality of the paper and make more beautiful photos and a better design layout. And that's called a book.
Well, it works. I have to say, I had other people that I was inspired by when I was younger. And really just having different images, like for example, Beyonce, anything that she puts out, a lot of girls rush to the stores and buy it. And it's just, you're selling yourself and you're selling your image. It's not just who you're about. It's not really the content. It's really the image that you're selling, and it works.
That's so interesting. So if it's a pictorial book, not for kids, not a drawing book, it's a pictorial book that consists top quality photographs that are exclusive. I think that's strong enough a draw to get the fans to want to pay for it. And that, like Huang Shan has noted, has become the standard for these books published in the name of these idols. And what's also quite interesting here on this show, I feel, because we talk about the hottest things that's happening here in China, and we have the global perspective, obviously, with Tony sitting here with us and talking about all these topics. Yeah, and then there are some words that's actually entered the Chinese lexicon, but when you look at the English version of it, it could have very different meanings, and it just gets you at first puzzled, then interested, and then I want some answers. Like the word idol in Chinese is called 爱豆.
Idol, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, in a way, I just feel it's invading the purity of the Chinese language, but certainly people are using it. And then what does it mean for you, Huang Shan? Let's start with you with this.
Yeah, because to be honest, the word idol is from English, but it's further developed in Japan, because I think Japan is the first Asian country that formed a mature business and operation mode of idol culture. And I think in Japanese pop culture, idol is a term like used for refer to young manufactured stars, market to be admired for their cuteness. And they're intended to be role models, because one of my friends, she's a huge fan of Japanese pop culture. She taught me a lesson on the Japanese idols. And usually those young boys or girls, they were recruited and enrolled into the talent agencies from a very young age. And the managers gave them a set image. They need to perform as the image setting, according to the image. And also, usually, they have very little talent, and they only need to be cute and pretty or handsome. And they must have a very good personality and also be nice to the fans. And that's what they work for.
I had a little bit of exposure to this back in 2004 when I traveled to Japan, and I was meeting some friends there. And at that time, there was an actress and singer named Ayumi Hamasaki. Mm. And she was very famous. She was the idol of that time. And all the guys wanted to be with her, and all the girls wanted to be her. Mm. And so a lot of times you would see these girls with they would have a mirror, but they would have a picture of Ayumi Hamasaki on that mirror. And they would work really hard to try to make their face look exactly like their idol. So it goes beyond just liking the person. They want to look exactly like them. Some of them will go even further to do reconstructive surgery on their face to change and look exactly like their idol. And it was just the first time that I had seen it to that extent. And, you know, because in the United States, idol has a similar, but it's a very different in that you place someone above you, and you love this person, like what they do, and you support them, but you don't necessarily try to change your image. And I feel that in East Asia, it goes a little bit further in terms of idolizing someone.
Tony, do you think that in the US or in the English speaking world, people would so easily say that my idol is, this just shows my age, Backstreet Boys, or I don't know, Ariana Grande or somebody like that, or Kim Kardashian? Do people put the sentence together, or do you use the word idol in a completely different way and just call them, they're just celebrities? Yeah, so I guess this is a linguistic and cultural question.
Well, I feel that people normally, a celebrity and idol is a little, I know it sounds like they're the same, but it's actually a bit different. You know, celebrity is just someone that is well known. It could be a politician or an author, that some face that people recognize. An idol is a bit different. It's someone or something. In this case, it's someone that you hold above and you worship this person. You have shrines in your room and you try your best to dress just like this person. Any merchandise this person puts out, you want to buy it. And it's a worshiping aspect of an idol. So mm-hmm. it's in the state, you don't really hear people say so much that this person is my idol. And if they do, then it's very clear that this person is in love with this celebrity and they want to be the celebrity, or at least they want to convey that this is the most important person in their life.
That's really interesting. And we do see that there's quite a big difference in culture in this aspect. In East Asian countries, where you see Korean pop very popular and
exploding.
Yeah. And before that, I think it was J-pop that was the big thing back in my days when I was a little girl. And yeah, and now we see that the entertainment business is thriving here in China. In the last 10 years, we've seen the earnings of celebrities grow exponentially. And I think it's actually, in a way, make you see that the idols are behaving quite differently to some extent, I would say. I'll give you an example. I think for Chinese fans and also the fans in South Korea, possibly, the mentality is this so-called idol or this person that you look up to is someone that you almost want to protect. And you are paying for every single merchandise, would it be the book that this person's that's just put out, or the album, or the perfume, or God knows what merchandise. It's very commercialized. And in buying it, you are almost supporting this person to live in the great mansion that they can afford and shop in the top shop boutiques, so to speak. But I think in the West, when I suppose the culture is a little bit more independent and so focus on the sense of the self, there's less of I'm protecting Beyonce or I'm protecting Lady Gaga. It's more like she should protect me, I feel. Anyhow, so the fans in the West possibly don't look at their idol or this big celebrity that they adore the same way. And another thing I like to point out is that now with as big the Chinese market has turned out to be for these people, sometimes I'm not so sure if the big stars in China are working that hard, because money comes in so easily. I've seen documentaries of the so-called idols that work in Japan, and it is hardcore. Yeah. They need to work so hard, practice dancing, singing, be cute, and appear on different variety shows with great effort. And I don't necessarily see the same in China. And sometimes I think that these people are earning their money way too easily. And yeah, it's the money of these fans. So yeah, I have a lot of thoughts on this. Tony, you have been waiting to say something. It's your turn.
Well, I was reading on a CBS News article, and I think there's a psychological aspect here that, you know, that we're undermining here. And I think that there's a lot of people, especially in the West, there's an increasing number of us who like have this fascination for celebrities, and it's like a substitution for real life. And they focus on a celebrity replacing the focus that should be on their own lives. And you have depression and anxiety and decrease in self-esteem are just some of the problems that result from this. And when we take the focus off our lives, we just kind of put the weight on someone else, and it helps us to feel better about ourselves. There was Stuart Fishoff, the spokesman for the American Psychological Association, says that the very need to find an idol and follow him is programmed in our DNA. And what's in our DNA as social animals is the interest in looking for an alpha male or alpha female, the ones who are important in the pack. And we are sociologically pre-programmed to follow the leader. So that makes us, you know, sitting ducks for the Hollywood star system, even though the stars themselves get kind of caught up in the mystique.
Yeah.
So it's just this whole Hollywood spin machine works together to create these images that are impossible for us to live up to. And they purposely set up, you know, set us up to admire them and covet things that we could most likely never get.
Mm.
So it's this entire system where we just kind of get caught up in worshiping these people and trying to be and get closer to them. And when in reality, it's very unlikely that it'll happen. So it causes a bit of psychological issues among fans.
Mm. I really agree with that because draw on my personal experience. I think when you have an idol, it's more like a role model for you.
Mm.
It's good for having an idol because it set a goal for you and you will behave better and trying to be closer to your idol. But also, I think if you fell in love or you just being enchanted by an idol, it must be there's some shining points in his or her personalities that draws you to him.
Mm.
And also, but I still think you need to be a more rational fan. I prefer those kind of behaviors like you just buy the tickets, the concert tickets, and also buy his or her albums and support him in this way. And maybe you will also glow, you know, satisfaction of your idol's achievement. But don't involve into his life. Just keep distance with him or her and don't need to buy those photo books and or just go to the airport to pick them up. And that's too ridiculous, I think.
Well, you seem like a very rational person.
Yeah.
So I don't think that would be much of an issue for you. But it seems that a lot of people are vulnerable. And when we're vulnerable, you know, they sell the image even harder. From headlines with celebrity secrets and books and diets and cosmetics, food, jewelry and clothes, to give us that promise that we'll be closer to the ones we adore. And it's just that, you know, I feel like the industry, this fan-based economy is kind of taking advantage of people and getting more profit from, you know, the desire to be what we will never be, honestly.
Yeah.
And I read something on the Fox News. In 2014, apparently the singer and actress Ashley Tisdale was freaked out when an obsessed fan sent like 18,000 tweets to her and also showed up at her home.
Wow.
So this is going a lot further than a lot of than just admiring their work.
Yeah.
And then there was another case according to the Daily Mail in 2013, where a man had like 15 tattoos of Miley Cyrus on his body.
Yeah, you get these crazy fans in the West and East, I guess.
Apparently.
Yeah. Sometimes it's shown in a different way, though. One last question about this topic for you guys is, some people are making this comparison. On the one hand, you get Nobel Prize winners like Mo Yan of the Literary Prize, not selling so many books. On the other hand, you get these pop idols, so young, so rich, putting out books, and people are grabbing them like hot cakes. What do you think that says about our society?
That's a good question. I mean, it just seems that we're all looking for an image. And once we find the image, then we just grab onto it and we will endorse anything they have.
Yeah, we'll be back after this break